Temptation. It was the seventh day of Passover, and Rabbi Kibitz was proud that he hadn't had a thought of chametz in days. It was the first time in his life that he hadn't spent every waking hour obsessing about all the foods that he couldn't eat. To celebrate, he'd walked to Smyrna to visit his friend Rabbi Sarnoff and borrow a book. After tea and matzah, the senior rabbi of Chelm had taken his leave and his book and began reading as he walked home. Now, Smyrna is a huge town, and with his nose in the book, Rabbi Kibitz soon found himself lost. He looked up and saw he was in front of a shop, and figured he should go in and ask for directions. He turned a page, opened the door, and was already at the counter before he realized that he had made a huge mistake. On the seventh day of Passover, Rabbi Kibitz of Chelm found himself standing in the middle of a bakery, full to the brim with fresh goods. It smelled so delicious. He was about to turn and run when a large man stepped from the back room and introduced himself in a booming voice.
"Hiya, I'm Joe DeBaker. My name is my profession. I'm from America. I travel the world collecting recipes and sharing my knowledge. Everywhere I go, I open a shop for a few months, learn something new, and then move on. This is a beautiful town here, but it's strange. I haven't had a customer all week. What can I get you?"
Rabbi Kibitz tried to be polite. He smiled. He was afraid that if he opened his mouth, he would begin to drool.
"Can I make a suggestion?" Joe said. "I have here a Brooklyn chocolate cake. It's 7 layers of chocolate cake with buttercream frosting, covered with a light chocolate ganache. I'll cut you a slice."
Sputtered Rabbi Kibitz. It was the most beautiful cake the wise man had ever seen.
"No cake, huh?"
The baker shrugged.
"All right, what about this? I've got a blueberry pie with a chicken schmaltz crust. That's something I learned here. Except instead of blueberries, since they're out of season, I have found a delicious sweet squash. I can cut you a slice."
Rabbi Kibitz stuttered.
"How about an Italian cannoli?" the baker persisted. "It's basically sweet ricotta cheese in a crisp tube. I learned the recipe in Florence. Or, if not that, I have a Linzer Torte from Vienna. It's sort of an Austrian shortbread filled with a raspberry jam and sprinkled with powdered sugar. Or, I know, a Hungarian mocha layer cake with rum creme filling topped with a dollop of Wölfen pudding, which is a sweet vanilla custard thickened with cornstarch."
At the mention of each new delight, Rabbi Kibitz thought for a moment and then shook his head fiercely.
"Strawberry chocolate croquembouche from Bordeaux, France? My version is a cone of choux pastry filled with chocolate and a little bit of strawberry jam drizzled with caramel. Or a cinnamon babka recipe that I learned here in Smyrna. It's absolutely heavenly." "Wait!" Joe shouted. "I know. Toll House cookies from Whitman, Massachusetts. A butter cookie with huge chunks of chocolate chips. They're just about done. I can bring them to you warm from the oven. Maybe you'll eat them with a little milk?"
The rabbi groaned.
"Hmm," Joe said, scratching his head. "Maybe you don't like sweets. Not a problem. What about some bread?"
The rabbi felt weak and clutched the counter for support. Joe persisted. He reached up on a shelf and brought down an enormous, round, flour-dusted loaf of bread with a square pattern cut into the top of its crust.
"I call this Italian paisano. I baked it from a sourdough I kept alive all the way from San Francisco. Take it home. Cut the slices thick. It's perfect for dipping after a dinner of pasta and gravy, which is a kind of sauce."
Rabbi Kibitz looked at the loaf, which was close enough to touch, but Joe didn't stop there. He grabbed a long, skinny stick of bread and began waving it in the rabbi's face.
This is a Parisian French baguette. It's light with a crisp crust and snowy insides. Cut it lengthwise and serve it with cheese. Or, I also have this wonderful German black bread, dark as night, thick as a leg of lamb.
With that, he gestured toward a huge lump of what Rabbi Kibitz took at first to be a small boulder.
I've heard that the Germans smear it with the schmaltzy chicken fat, which to me is kind of disgusting.
Joe DeBaker shuddered. Rabbi Kibitz, however, couldn't help himself and felt a dribble of drool seep out of his mouth and drip down his chin.
Oh, you know what? Joe said with a wide grin. I just learned how to tie these things.
He reached into a basket and pulled out a huge Bavarian pretzel. Big pieces of salt fell from it.
I think I have some spicy mustard somewhere under the counter.
Gah!
Rabbi Kibitz said. He felt as if his knees were buckling under him.
What about a Polish rye bread? It's dark and light swirled with lots of caraway seeds. I have some fresh-made butter that we can smear on it. Wait. I know. I finally figured it out.
Rabbi Kibitz was startled by the sudden interruption. He stared at Joe, wondering what might possibly come next.
You're Jewish,
Joe said, a glimmer of hope twinkling in his eye.
This is great. Just last week, I got one of the bakers in Smyrna to show me how to make this.
He reached under the counter and lifted up a perfectly formed 6-braided challah.
This is an egg bread, right? You guys love these things for the holidays and Friday nights. This is the world's best challah recipe. I got 3 dozen of them sitting around. I can't understand why nobody's buying them.
Rabbi Kibitz said, stumbling back. He barely had a hold of his book as he ran out of the shop.
What did I say? Joe muttered to himself. Maybe he's got one of those newfangled wheat allergies. I don't know. It's so much easier in Manhattan. At least there they know how to make bagels.
Rabbi Kibitz ran all the way back to Chelm. By the time he arrived at his house, it was getting dark. You're late, his wife said, as he panted his way into the kitchen and collapsed at the table. She handed him a glass of water. Are you hungry? He couldn't speak, but he nodded his head as he drank the water. What would you like? She asked. He replied softly. What would I like to eat? It's a simple question, she said. Me? The rabbi said, his voice slowly rising to a fever pitch. I'd like cake. I'd like pie. I'd like cookies. I'd like strudel. I want bread. I want rolls. I want pretzels. I want challah with schmaltz. Lots and lots and lots of it. It's still Passover. I know. I don't care. I want it all. I want it with butter and schmaltz. I want it dipped in gravy. I want it plain. I want it now. All we have is matzah. He sighed. He shrugged. All right, I'll have some matzah. She set a piece on the table and jumped back as he snatched it off the plate. Be careful you don't eat my fingers. You want some chopped liver? His mouth full of dry, tasteless crumbs, Rabbi Kibitz nodded, closed his eyes, and dreamed of speed reading his way through the book so he could return it to Smyrna in only 2 more days.